We're going to close with a devotion for today. It's from Marks of Love, March 24th, the Wednesday. So if you have your booklet, go ahead and open to it. In my message last Sunday, I talked about a man named Arland Williams and how he saved, true story, you know, Google it, Siri it, Alexa, whatever you do. It's a true story. The plane, for those of you who didn't hear it, took off from Washington National Airport, 1982. He was on the plane. It hit the 14th Street Bridge, broke in half, killed six people on the 14th Street Bridge right over the Potomac, dove into the Potomac, and they could only see one person in the tail of that plane. It was this man, Arland D. Williams. That helicopter came, Lifeline, a different person. Five times in a row was put on the ropes, brought to the side of that river. And then that person that they saw, Arland D. Williams, sunk and died. Tonight's devotion reminded me of that story. I didn't plan it that way, but it's the story of Barabbas, he was the man who was given free life in the place of Jesus dying on the cross. So it's just a good reminder of how Jesus really took our place. I believe that's the start of mental health, recognizing that someone has paid the price, recognize how loved we are. That sets us in a really good position for life and interacting with others. So Mark 15, verses 6 through 11. Now at the feast, he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And he answered them, saying, "You want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he perceived that it was out of peace had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead. And here's the devotion for tonight. What a shock it must have been for Barabbas when he found out his fate. As a rebel and a murderer, he knew perfectly well he deserved death. But instead, someone else would die. Barabbas would live and go free. We have no idea what happened to him after this point. Did he mend his ways and live a better life? Did he return to his crimes? Did he perhaps become a follower of Jesus, the man who took his place? Nobody knows. Barabbas, whose name means son of the Father, gets rescued by the true son of the Father, Jesus. Barabbas, the rebel and murderer, gets saved by the obedient, holy, life-giving son of God. And not just Barabbas alone. Jesus lays down his life to save all of humanity. Rebels and murderers that we are, everyone who has turned against God and God and gone their own way. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus makes us true sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. Now we are free, free to live for the one who loved us and gave himself for us. What could be better? Let's just ask that question. What do you imagine happened to Barabbas after this encounter with Jesus? We don't know, but what do you think? How do you think he lived his life?
I guess it depends on how he lived his life before, whether he was going to change his mind or continue doing that.
Well, being a basic optimist, I think he went off and had a better life. I just can't imagine that somebody like that, they can change. People have been in prison and committed murders and what have you, come out and lived a different life. So I think Barabbas did.
I would like to think that too, Oscar.
I know we got a lot of optimists on the call. I would think so as well. All right, let's close with the Lord's Prayer and we'll call it an evening. This just as a reminder to everyone, we're beginning Holy Week at Peace this week. So Sunday is Palm Sunday. I would encourage you to come if you're coming for the in-person church service a little earlier. It kind of got clogged there at 11 o'clock. So if you do come for the in-person, try coming just a little bit earlier. I should have written that in the earlier notes that I had the last couple of weeks so we can get situated. So Palm Sunday is at 11, and then Monday, Thursday, next Thursday, church service at 7, and then Good Friday, April 2nd, church service at 7. Those services are all live streamed as well, so you can watch them home from the comforts of home. And then Easter Sunday, our church is at 11 a.m., and that's a drive-in communion service. So I pray a blessed Holy Week to each of you. Let's close with the Lord's Prayer. We'll share it together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. All right, everybody. Have a good night.
Good night.
Thanks.
Holly, what are you making? We need to see what you've been making.
Oh, I'm making little dishcloths for the bazaar.
Oh, those are great.
Yeah.
I look forward to them.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.